We'll be right back. bunk bed, and we had one of our friends over, so I gave him the bunk and I took the floor. And I don't know, it's weird. Me and my brother got along real good, but it would be like the littlest thing just set one of us off. Kicker of it was in the paper because it was technically as a stabbing, and the hospitals have to report it. So the cop came and interviewed my mom and my brother about it, and we were in the paper, and the last line of the police report said it was unintentional. My family still needs me about it. Believed unintentional.
So for helping your brother out with the paper out, did you get any money for that, or?
No,
just a favor?
Yeah, maybe a little guilt was relieved, but...
What kind of punishment did your mom give you?
None.
No punishment for stabbing your brother?
I was not... None.
You're a lucky kid.
I know.
Nice mom.
She was. I was never punished, never grounded, but more of like a shaming, you know? Discipline through shame.
In the newspaper.
Yeah. Still making a buck. So that's my year story.
Well, just stay away from me when you have a sword or a knife.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
Nathan Lewis, we are in the lounge car of the train heading from Denver to Chicago.
Omaha. drove down in 89 Chester, big vans, and drove down there, no problem. On the way back, we forgot to check out the fluids, and we were in South Carolina. We started losing third gear, so we lost third gear, we lost second gear on the thruway. Get down there.